Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and hey, all you guys. This is Marcia, Dr. Cappuccino, coming to you from the Dr. Cappuccino Show. I miss you guys. Did you miss me too? I sure hope so, because, you know, I've been thinking about all these things going on in the world, and you're in it with me. I'm in it with you. And I know we want the best for our families, for our children, for anyone that is calling on the name of a creator that says, I am, that I am. I'm so happy to be back. You know, we've been gone. Our new best friend, our everlasting friend, Dr. William Harrison, I call him Colonel. He's been a staple on the show. He's such a great man. I tell everyone, everywhere I go, there's not too many like him. In fact, I don't know any like him, because he's a man of wisdom. He calls himself a man of the true God. You know, there are many gods. The Bible, history, archaeologists have uncovered all kinds of symbols and icons, you know, that were used to be God. But the on-time God, the always God, the one that says in Psalm 83:18, that people may know that thou whose name art Jehovah art the Most High God over all the universe. He surely is. We call him the creator God. And we're here not to talk about the Bible so far. You guys know where we come from every week. But we're here to talk about world events as they are developing around and because of biblical prophecy. So today, you might say, well, what does me getting married or being married or praying to get married, dreaming to get married, hoping to get married, saving my money to get married, has to do with the Bible? It has to do with a lot. Because remember, all the way back to the point of creation, it was he who joined the first two together. So, of course, we want to know, well, is anything we ought to be doing? Should we be talking about how to live a better life and how to get ourselves prepared for a husband or for a wife or whatever? But right now, we're here to help you do the right thing before you say, I do. And this is part three. You've been tuning in, so you heard a lot of stuff. And I've been getting a lot of comments, too. But keep in mind, you only live once, or so they say. So why live in fear and danger, not knowing the real person that you're sleeping with? Oops, that hurt. You don't want to do that. And, of course, we have, and I pray he's on this line. I think he is, because I see his number on this dashboard. Dr. Reverend William Colonel Harrison is what I call him. Dr. Harrison, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Dr. Cappuccino. Good morning to you and the listening audience. It's good to be back on the show again, and certainly been off for a while, but I'm back with you this morning, and thank you for the invitation again.
Well, I sure am glad, because many people have questions of you. They hear you talking, and they hear what you're saying, but they want to know, are you really the man behind those comments? And of course you are. But moving right on in, based on our time constraint, people are still getting married. The ones getting married are saying, you know, I waited for this man all of my life. I waited for this woman all of my life. I've been praying for a family, and now I think I have the right mate. But before you say I do, there's more than hoping that your dream has come true. It is more than hoping that, because he's 6'6", might weigh 200 pounds, you know, look good and so on and so on. Hey, you got to look beyond that. Because before the first human pair was put together, this God who is called the Spirit, you know, Espiritu, if you're Catholic, this Spirit God reached down, and he didn't have the opportunity to tell him what to do and how to do it and why. He didn't have to, because the morning stars clapped and said, oh, my God, this creation, man, woman, it is perfect. And it says they clapped their hands in glory there. But right now, no one seems to be clapping their hands. The police are saying they have more domestic calls than they have burglaries and actual gunshot victims. Domestic violence. These same mates that have pledged to live forever, and you know they can't seem to get it together. But then we must go all the way back. Were they compatible? Were they the man that's going to take them to the moon? And I'm not just talking about him, but I'm talking about somebody that was made and created especially for them based on their talent, their skills, their intelligence. Is that the case? Colonel Harrison, what's happening in this world of marriage these days? No one is seeming to stay together. They don't want to stay together.
Dr. Capitano, listening audience, we have a multitude of things happening with respect to marriage. There are those who believe that the institution of marriage is old and outdated and no longer valid, and so as a result, they decide to live what is called common law. Man and woman live together, and then when they get tired of each other, they just go their separate ways. Well, that wasn't the way it was designed to be by the Great Spirit and the Creator, but that's what man has perpetuated it to become. Yeah, then there are those that believe in the institution of marriage, and there's still hope, there's still a need, there's still a reason for unity, togetherness, and permanent relationships. And so the idea behind marriage or matrimony was created by the Creator so that the man and woman would become one and always do that which the Creator has instructed them to do, number one, to edify Him, number two, to edify and love each other and also love Him. So we've gotten away from that because there's a lack of belief and trust in a Creator, if you will.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure if someone agrees with you or not because they've been beep, beep, the same number trying to get in to make a comment. But, you know, I couldn't let them in because you're still talking. You know, you said a lot, and that's very true. And I was just thinking as I was listening to you, I think, say if a person is a young lady and she wants to be a nurse, so she grows up playing with dolls, you know, she's playing like she's healing them and, you know, clearing their wounds and so forth and so on. Would it be safe to say if they knew from an early age that they wanted to be in the medical field, they should get with a doctor? I mean, they should wait till the doctor comes along. You know, I'm kind of thinking that's a good idea because, you know, I think in a marriage for something really to work, you'd have to have the same like-mindedness of a reachable or unreachable goal. You know, when you put two people together going down the same street on their likes, their dislikes, you know, what they want to do in life, what they want to be, you know, if they're sold out for music, you know, I think you better get with a musician. You know, if you want to be someone that's over the jurisprudence of the law, you better try and get to a paralegal or a lawyer. But, see, I don't think our parents train us like this. You know, parents say, you know, I'm looking at the boy across the street, you know, they're growing up together, I think he's the one. But I don't think people dwell into the crevices of the mind to say that I'm only going to flourish with someone that is like me, that look like me, that has the same skill set, academia, that is of me. And I know it makes common sense because when the Creator created, you know, the universe and man and animal in it, He put two wolves together. He didn't put a wolf and a buffalo together. It says that they went into an ark two by two, two by two, two by two. So I think if anyone was going to make a case like Lee Strobel has in A Case for Faith, former atheist lawyer, went through a lot and he turned around. Now he's almost a billionaire because he said that he was going to prove some Jehovah's Witness wrong, some evangelicals wrong, and they came to the door, and he was battling with them. I mean, and of course, they converted him. I don't know if he still is a witness right now, but these are people that are saying that in order for a marriage to work, and before you say anything about getting together with anyone, there's got to be this two-by-two thing, two wolves, two squirrels, two horses, two monkeys, two elephants, you know, two, two, two. So that goes against the grain of anyone talking in behalf of groups that are now saying that's not the way. You know, we're going to try it another way. When you try it another way, it ain't working. And the world is backlashing against that. So would you agree that people have to be of the same mindset, have the same skills, and want the same goals? You know, if you're going to the moon, oh, yeah, I'm with you. I'm right there. I'm strapping myself to you. I'm going with you. I think it should be that kind of an attitude. And I think people should explore that before they say I do. What do you think? What do you think, Elder Colonel?
There should be some compatibility. There should be some values that they share in common. There should be personality considerations because people are different. Some people are introverted, some people are extroverted. But the common ground is that they have to have some kind of innate connection, which some call a spirit connection. And if there's a spirit connection, then the parties can come together and have a happy and a prosperous and productive marriage. It's clearly stated in the Bible that the Creator said it's not good for man to be alone. So man and woman were created to not only worship the Creator, but to complement one another, to love each other, or build one another, help each other, support one another, and just be there, be a companion for each other during times of need and during times of intimacy, during times of distress, during times of hardship, during times of discontent. So there's a need, and that's why the animals were paired and humans were first paired and then the animals. So the companionship in and of itself helps us to realize our maximum worth in life and achieve goals and so forth, because we can inspire and encourage one another when the mates have that glue that keeps and brings them together and holds them together.
Wow, you said a whole lot, and when you were talking, I was thinking exactly the same thing, because like you have two birds flying. What you have two birds flying, and one falls to the ground, don't want to get up, but the other one can't stay behind and miss flying to Amsterdam or Australia somewhere just because that has happened. It would be unfortunate. But, of course, again, we are talking about the Creator creating these pairs, P-A-R-S, these pairs. And, of course, no disrespect to the Creator. They would have to be in alignment with Him. And we see this world is not that. You know, there's children as early, young as 8 years old, changing their nature. You have boys saying, I don't want to be a boy no more. I want to be a girl. You got girls in the front of championing that. You got girls that are 10, you know, I don't want to be a girl no more. I want to be a boy. I mean, it's a lot going on in the world. So before you say I do, you not only need to know whether or not sooner or later the mate you marry may decide they don't want to be a man, they want to be a woman or something like that. You really have to be clear with clear set goals, and to, of course, have a call for action. Every couple that has ever been great, they were on a uniform pathway of the same cause. They were helping one when he fell down. He was helping her when she fell down, because they were striving for the same conclusion in their life. You know, this is what I'm going to do, come hell or high water. You know, if it don't work, it don't work, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to give it all that I have, no matter what. And you mentioned something there about the spirit creator that also created a human pair for them to come together. There's got to be, and you really hit this, and I think we can stay on this live a long time talking about it, but this spirit connection is the, not no if, but, you know, we can just say that for sake of clause. Since the Creator was a spirit, and it says that, he moved about by spirit in the garden. He's a spirit, so if I'm going to say if there's no spirit connection between the two, then you better not say, I do. And how do you know if there's a spirit connection? Well, you know if it's one. You can feel whether or not, you know, coming together that, you know, you're involved in a spiritual connection. But, you know, we're not saying do things before it's time. You know, like some couples say, well, you know, I'm going to sleep together for 50,000 years, and then I'm going to make up my mind to marry that person. Well, no, that's not the way that the Creator actually wanted that to happen. So with that in mind, there's got to be an element of spirit. It's spiritual. It's got to be an element of that before any kind of relationship will work. No spirit, that's a dead relationship. You're just going through the motions, you know, trying to laugh behind grin, but nothing of that sort is going to work. Now, Pastor, you marry couples through your ministry. Do you find that the majority of these, they appear before you, do they appear to be compatible? Do you feel any spirit on those two when you're talking with them about, you know, coming together and creating a family and, you know, family, friends with that? Do you go into that with them that will let you know that this is a spiritual couple sitting before you and not just one of flesh and blood?
Yes, during the premarital counseling, I certainly discussed that aspect of relationships, and I found that in the past, those I married in the past, for the most part, had something in common and had a spirit connection, appeared to have a spirit connection. But I also found there were those that had a physical attraction, and they lived common law for a period of time and had some kids, and then they decide they're going to do it for the sake of not only themselves but for the kids, so the kids would know their legal mother and father, and that they would be able to raise their kids up, hopefully, in the admonition of the Creator. But I found that some people just get attracted, come together because of attraction, physical attraction, or because of intimacy attraction, and that is a mistake, because as they get older, the physical, outward physical countenance of people and their bodies and their face and their looks and all that change, their health change, the inward feelings of the person change, because the physical limitation or ability to perform will not be like it was when one was young. So one has to find that spirit connection in their mate, because the spirit is eternal, and they will be able to transcend the days and time that we have on this earth. I want to say this, and I'll pause, because the proclamation that we give in the wedding vows, "Till death do we part," that is a powerful dissertation and a powerful piece of the proclamation. And I think some people take that lightly, but the Creator literally means when the spirit connection is there and the parties come together, they are to be together until death do they part. I'll pause.
Yeah, that sounds very good. But, you know, there's people and by the name of scientists that are saying they have found the actual Ponce de Leon, what is it called, Fountain of Youth, they have found that and found a way to prolong life forever. But we'll be talking about that. So, you know, you've got this certain group that are saying, you know, God said you know, man was going to die at a certain age and all that. But no, not you, because the scientists are trumping God. But you mentioned also about people coming together for maybe physical attraction. Well, you know, the cosmetic hair industry, makeup industry is almost a $1 trillion a year business. So obviously there's some believing all I got to do is look good, smell good, look like I'm talking good, I have good looking teeth in my mouth, all that, you know, then that's all that counts. But now you said something. Minutes ago, seconds ago, you said that, you know, physical attraction is not always the best way to go when you're looking for a mate. Well, is that something counter and indicative? Because, you know, they're getting all prepared and ready to face the world every day with thousands of dollars worth of makeup on. I mean, what can you say to a group of people that are saying, you know, well, I'm going to keep trying to look as good as I can to catch the right man, to attract the right man, it's a female point, and that to make sure that I'm ready for him, and, you know, that I got it all going on. I mean, is that something that people should look at before they say I do, whether or not just showing a pretty face that the scriptures say eventually will fade? How can you answer someone like that?
That's one consideration, physical attribute of a person, but it shouldn't be the primary consideration, because we should seek not only spirit connection, but seek the content of one's character. If one's character is intact, they may not be beautiful or handsome on the outside, but beautiful on the inside. So when it comes to physical attraction, I believe that is down the line, down the road, because you need to search for the intangible things, the intangible qualities, such as character, such as spirit, such as personality, such as truthfulness, such as veracity, such as integrity, because anyone can find someone who's pretty, or a woman who's pretty, or a man who's handsome, but they may not be worth their salt when it comes to those other attributes that you really need for the marriage to survive.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But keep in mind, there's some females that are paying $8,500 to have vaginal reconstruction and even to put extra hair down there in that area because they claim, you know, that men love that and I'm going to keep them forever. All I got to do, you know, is, open up and you see all that, I'm going crazy. I mean, is that something that women are pursuing that doesn't make sense? I mean, what one does in the body is their own business, but just to use that as a catalyst for attracting the right man, is that actually so?
Physical attraction, my experience, years of life experiences, physical attraction, in my mind's eye, is like the weather. It comes and goes. Yes, one can go and spend that money. They can get a facelift. They can buy additional hair. They can do all those things. But if the person doesn't have character, they don't have substance, they don't have integrity, you can't trust them. So you got all this beauty before you, but that's all you have. Because you got one that you can't trust, you don't have confidence in, and really will not compliment a person who is looking for a mate that's a spirit mate, and that a mate that want to bond and have a relationship and a marriage that will transcend the annals of time. And it just should not be predicated on physical beauty alone. There has to be these other innate qualities that you seek to find that will last beyond the physical beauty and the physical dexterity.
Yeah. I understand that. And you made a good point, but, you know, some of these relationships, there's a new one going around town that is called Friends with Benefits. They're friends, but the benefits they have, they can have sex with them when they want. They can travel with them, you know, their travel companions. They, get to eat food that they've never eaten before. I mean, I've been hearing a lot of that, and that's what it's called now. Friends with Benefits. You're just really friends, but it goes a little bit beyond that. I mean, what do you make out of those kind of relationships? Because by the time they get ready to say, I do, they're not going to want to because they got all the benefits of not having to get married.
Friends with Benefits is just that, Dr. Capitina, listening audience. It's just a friend that I... or whomsoever want to be with on special occasions to travel, go to concerts or go to shows or go to the movie or go to certain events that I want to showcase that looks good, smells good, and just enhance me as a person that, by holding on to my arm. That's not, in my mind's eye, that's not the idea type of a woman I would prefer to marry. I would prefer to marry a woman that's less attractive but has the spirit connection and has the qualities and has the intellect and has the veracity, which is truthfulness, and sincerely it loves me. And I love her. So that has to be more important than just physical attraction, because people have made mistakes time and time and time again with people marrying them because of physical beauty, and then the marriage doesn't last long because they have nothing in common beyond the physical beauty, and not even the other physical aspect beyond that, the anatomy and so forth. All that gets older as we age, and so there has to be that spirit connection is the root and is the anchor of what we can build upon to look toward possibly the idea of mate, to marry. That's my take on it.
Well, you know what, the take is great because, you know, some are just saying, you know, I'm getting married for the sake of getting married. Ooh. I need to pick out all my flowers. I got to wear this long, beautiful dress, my hair all flowing all in my shirt. You know, I'd want these long eyelashes. You know, I don't even look like who I was walking down the street looking like prior to the wedding. You know, I got my boobs, you know, looking good with all these double implants. They're not getting just an implant. They're getting double implants now. I mean, oh, my God, just the fantasy of getting married. And then after it's over with, they look over there on their side and go, you know, I don't want him. I thought I did, but I don't want it. I don't want her. I thought I did, but I don't want it. I mean, this is the going thing today when two couples are deciding, I want to get married. And they're not looking long-term at children coming that you got to take care of. And then if the child looks just like the man, and, you know, you're not with the man anymore, you got his baby there looking at his baby every day. I mean, it's ludicrous. But some are getting married just with the shake and the fanfare of marriage. Oh, yeah, well, we're going to work it out. Oh, yeah, we're going to work it out. But we cannot escape the ideal that we brought up at the beginning of this show. If a spirit, if since a spirit connected the two paths, then of course he wanted the marriage to look not complex, but to look like someone, a couple that could share in his glory because he is a spirit. So are you saying that we should put the spirit of the relationship and the outcome in the hands of a spiritual creator for it to make it to work because he knew what he was doing? Should we do that? Should we entrust ourselves first to this spirit creator, then think about how we're going to live together as a couple? What do you think?
Absolutely. The spirit first. And in the marriage, if one would imagine a triangle in their mind's eye, at the apex of the top of that triangle is the creator. At the bottom rungs of the triangle, at one end there's one mate, and at the other end there's other mate. So there's three partners actually involved in a true spiritual marriage: the creator, and the two mates. Without the creator being involved in the marriage, that marriage is destined to fail based on today's society philosophies of relationships. Spirit, it was created to be spirit. It was meant to be spirit. The spirit is the one who created marriage, and the spirit is the one who sustains marriage. And if he's in it, it will last. If he's not in it, then it's short-lived. It's temporary because there's no basis. The spirit is the glue that holds the marriage and the relationship together.
Oh, my God, you know what? You just hit it on the nail. You said the spirit is the glue that holds the marriage together. Well, you know what? I agree with that. You know, you really should be launching another book, Colonel. Colonel has a book out, The Answer, The Solution to Civil Unrest. It's $19.95 on Amazon.com. But for the next 30 days, you can order directly from Colonel Harris, and I'll have that information posted online so that you can have it. But the book, you can save yourself $5, $14.95 for that edition. Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison. You're a treat to be on. You know, I can't wait to hear your voice when you get on the show. I mean, you just wow. You just wow my mind, and I'm sure the mind of others give you great wisdom. Thank you again. Hope you can be on next week again. You know, I'll be begging you through the week. God bless you all. Have a safe Halloween weekend, and don't forget, if you don't care about yourself, someone does, and it is your spiritual creator. Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Cappuccino Show every Saturday at 8 a.m.
same place, same station line, Blog Talk Radio. Have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in.